Hello, everybody. Ben Rogers here, the Raptors Digest. Riker, the NBA has gone crazy today. It seemed like half the Eastern Conference got traded, and obviously the biggest name being moved is James Harden going to the Brooklyn Nets. But there was a lot of things that happened, a lot of things that could incorporate the Raptors, and one area that we think Masai Ujiri in the Toronto front office really messed up in. But before we dive into all that and get into the Raptor side of things, what are your thoughts on this just initial trade for James Harden going to the Brooklyn Nets, and what does this mean for the landscape of the Eastern Conference?
Yeesh, Ben, you went straight at it with a little dig on the Raptors, but that's what this is all about. People will be wondering, why are we talking about James Harden trade? Obviously, he was in the rumor mill. It was rumored Boston. It was rumored Toronto. It was rumored Philadelphia. But the original, the very, you know, fixture of this whole trade situation way before offseason was James Harden to the Nets to reunite with Kevin Durant. So that makes sense. But there was some fun parts. I think Indiana improves because Oladipo is off to not a good season, I would say, with the Pacers. And yet overall as a team, you have Sabonis like emerging on the scene. You have Brogdon having
Oladipo
year,
was okay, though. He wasn't as bad as he was
the past 12, 14 points
years.
Per game. I don't know the exact stats. But
I thought he was up to 20. I don't have the stats in front of me either, but
then I must have, the two box scores that I've looked at for their games must have been the two that he hit 12. I thought he was off to a mediocre. To me, it makes sense to bring in LeVert. Likewise, it makes sense for Houston to pair up Oladipo, who's a natural two, with John Wall, and to get rid of that sort of locker room disaster that is James Harden. And but the one that we're concerned about, or the one that we're frustrated with, Ben, is obviously one of the better, I would say, and not just stylistically with his huge afro, but one of the better centers of the NBA in Jared Allen. And Torian Prince, a serviceable power forward, they were given away for basically nothing to the Cavs, Ben.
Yeah, that's the big thing involving the Raptors. We think the Raptors probably could have slid into that area, but before we sort of debate into that, it's probably, this trade definitely mixes up the landscape of the Eastern Conference. You brought up James Harden obviously going to the Nets, forming that big three or maybe big two if Kyrie Irving inevitably retires. There's rumors he might sit out the entire regular season. So
did you see that Stephen A. take?
I saw the headline of it. I didn't watch the actual video.
Oh, it was so funny. I recommend anybody to watch it. He was just so candid. You need to retire. You don't like basketball. It was great. Anyways, continue.
Yeah, no, and who knows what's going to happen with Kyrie Irving, because this might be the Nets might actually be downgraded if they gave up all their sort of rotation pieces, their first round picks, and then are just only replacing Kyrie with James Harden. So that's its own thing. We're not going to talk about the Brooklyn Nets that much, but we definitely want to mention this is definitely going to be something interesting to watch. But just to bring up your Oladipo point too, I brought up the stats. Oladipo is averaging 20 points per game right now, 6 rebounds. So he's off to a lot better start than he was last season. So definitely an interesting pickup for the Rockets. But the Toronto Raptors, obviously this was a 3-4 team deal. And we speculated on potentially getting James Harden. People that clicked on this video might be thinking, oh, the Raptors Digest are just mad we didn't get another superstar. Obviously, we've been on Giannis watch for the past 2 years. We hopped on the James Harden bandwagon, but Raptors didn't pick up a superstar. Obviously, that's a major help in trying to win an NBA championship, and we always want to pick up those guys. But with Siakam's resurgence, it's fine. We're not heartbroken. We're not shook. We knew it was unlikely in the first place to get him. It is what it is. But the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Pacers, snuck into these little deals that really, I think, would have been valuable for the Toronto Raptors. And you brought up the name Jared Allen. The Toronto Raptors are in desperate need of a center that fits our style of play. The Cavs ended up picking up only for Dante Exum and a first-round pick that's the Bucks. So not even a high first-round pick. They got Jared Allen, a 22-year-old center that's athletic, mobile, plays defense as long, and has the potential to be a decent three-point shooter. And Torian Prince, who's a power forward that could have perfectly backed up Siakam. Riker, why couldn't Masai Ujiri step in this trade?
Well, you said it. Dante Exum and a pick. You could basically put Stanley Johnson up for trade and it would almost have more value than Dante Exum over the past couple of years in his career. I'm not sure what. And people have been flaming Masai Ujiri recently. I think a lot of people have been reserving their negativity towards all things Pascal Siakam, all things Nick Nurse, all things Masai Ujiri. But, you know, I've really let into him a little bit to say, hey, you let a big one slip with not signing Christian Wood, who was, we both saw it, he was a big fish in the pond. You let a massive one, maybe it's going to be detrimental to this entire season, and not giving Serge Ibaka more money on a one-year deal just to preserve at least a placeholder spot in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Now the Raptors, were saying in our last podcast, should they tank? Like, is that where we're at in this season? So Masai Ujiri, he's yet again, and now people are getting onto this train, bashing him a little bit. Did he really miss an opportunity to get, like you said, in the Raptors, they're struggling with their front court. Aaron Baines isn't cutting it. Alex Len isn't cutting it. To get back Jared Allen, who's fantastic this season and last season, and Torian Prince, who, I mean, really, besides Boucher, we have no power forwards on the team. So Siakam, obviously, but, yeah, you know, he's whatever he is. So this would have been an opportunity that realistically you could have put Terrence Davis on the block, maybe Norman Powell on the block. I don't know, Ben. I think that this was definitely a missed shot by Masai.
Yeah, no, 1,000%. And you look at the pieces. You brought up the package that the Cleveland Cavaliers had to bring up. Dante Exum's a guy that had a lot of potential maybe 5 years ago, has had injuries and has shown nothing really in the NBA. Had some moments. I'm not really sure what he's doing this season, but still, Dante Exum's not a guy with a lot of high trade value. The Milwaukee Bucks likely going to be a first-round draft pick that's in the late 20s, like one of those classic Raptors picks. So even though it's still a first, not much value really there. So I look at guys like Terrence Davis, one of those small shooting guards that Nick Nurse loved to flame a couple of weeks ago, where he was saying he doesn't want to throw out another short shooting guard. Those guys still have a lot of talent, a lot of value. A Matt Thomas, a Terrence Davis, clear up the glut we have at that position, and then make a team that makes a lot of sense. And we jokingly brought up, a lot of people are talking about Cade Cunningham being the Raptors should tank for him. And our roster, I think, is too good to end up, even if we tried, tanking, right? I don't think we'd get to a point where we'd really be in the running for a top five, top seven pick. Now, with that being said, we are the last seed right now, and we're trying to be good, so who knows what could happen if Masai...
Just keep giving it to Pascal Siakam to shoot that final shot, Ben, and I think our fate is sealed to be one of the forerunners for getting that top pick.
I trust Siakam bounce back. He had some clutch moments last year. This guy hit a game winner to win an NBA Finals, essentially. So no Siakam hate, no anti-clutch, but definitely those last two possessions were tough to see. But the Toronto Raptors, I don't think we're in a place, obviously, we should be tanking. We should still be trying to win all out this season, keep that culture going. But if you look at one of those guys, that would have been a perfect fit to make a move right there. Jared Allen, obviously, we're not going to speculate on stuff that's in the past. And I know people, there's the Birdman hand memes going around of Masai Ujiri looking that glut at the center position for the Cleveland Cavaliers right now, with Andre Drummond, Jared Allen there, who I don't think they'll move on from now, and JaVale McGee, Larry Nance. So maybe one of those guys we could target. But Brian Windhorst came out, and we were actually thinking about making a pod on it ourselves before this madness happened, saying that the Toronto Raptors still think we're good. We're obviously not tanking, but I think all Raptors fans know that. But they are in the running. League executives have said the Raptors have been active, and they think they could potentially make a trade. So I'm really surprised this hasn't happened. And now with Depot off the table, with the dreams of Harden off the table, with a couple centers out of line, where do you think we go from here, Riker?
Ben, you know, it's funny that you bring up that point on... Now that the Cleveland Cavaliers are overburdened with centers, and I'm trying to pull up the name because I was just having a conversation with somebody in our IG DMs about potentially making a trade for Andre Drummond. And I voice my concerns about this guy all the time. Drummond, I think, is the most empty stat getter in the NBA. He puts up a hollow 20-12 on the regular. I can't remember who it is. I think it was this guy here. I'm just reading through the DMs. Yeah, he said... I think we need Drummond. Yeah, I think we were talking about C. Donovan Photo. There you go. That's the shout out right there. But Ben, I think something needs to be done, because let's face it. If the Raptors aren't trying to tank, that means they're trying to make the playoffs. You don't want to be ninth seed. That provides zero value to the franchise, especially when you've already locked into contract long-term Fred VanVleet, OG Anunoby, Siakam, who we're expecting to be the cores. So if having those guys is a losing formula, That just proves you need to bring in another piece. You need to make another move. So you either want to tank for a pick or you want to put yourself in a position to win. And that's going to have to come from that four and that five spot. And maybe Drummond is a guy that we could look at. I don't know who would be in a package deal, Ben, but I think we're not looking for moves to bring in a new two. We're not looking for moves to bring in a new one. We have Malachi, we have VanVleet, we have Lowry. Unless
you don't want
Bradley Beal
another
is part of the equation.
Small shooting guard record? You don't think that would appease Nick Nurse? That would make him
Ben,
excited?
let's trade Pascal Siakam for 2 6-footers. Let's just absolutely completely unfold this, unpackage this idea of the smallest lineups that you could possibly present in the NBA. Now, people are saying Bradley Beal, I've been vouching for him ever since. I don't think it's realistic. I think a trade for a center makes sense, but I don't know if we could get rid of Baines or Len in a trade situation. That's the only issue.
Yeah, it's a tough situation. The Raptors, I think Norman Powell has a trade-friendly contract. Stanley Johnson's money has some potential there, but again, not we'll see what happens. We'll see what's on the go with the Raptors. To bring up your Andre Drummond points, obviously you've had the Andre Drummond slander on fire since 2017. So you've been consistent with it. So if he came in, it'll be interesting to watch him night in, night out. The one thing about Andre Drummond is he's never been on a team with a lot of talent surrounding him. You can make an argument that maybe the Sexland backcourt, the Kevin Loves, the Seti Osmonds, if he was a true star center, an all-star guy, that team should be decent. Now, the Cavs did win a few games to start off this year, so we'll see what happens there. But maybe in a Toronto Raptors system, if he's used correctly or at least plays to his strengths, maybe he could be a positive to a winning outcomes. I don't know if anyone can really be worse than Baines and Alex Len have been right now. So I think that could definitely be improvement if Andre Drummond's trade value is low. So definitely bring that up
I
there.
just, Ben, let me just say this though. I don't see much difference between Drummond and Greg Monroe, Jarrett
Yeah.
Sullinger, Eric Moreland, like
He's
obviously him
a
being
much
the
better
lowest.
rebounder. He's a substantially better rebounder, and he's a good finisher in the lane. Like, he's definitely a better player than those guys, but style-wise, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, that's fair. And Moose was more of a score for a center, and he was useless for the rest, which was pretty interesting. But, like you said, I think something has to be done. Even if Drummond's trade value was low, and they're saying we're going to put a lot of emphasis now on Jared Allen coming in, we're going young, we're going mobile, we're trying to be athletic, we're trying to run the fast break. Are they going to, like, who are we going to trade in order to bring back one of their centers and unburden ourselves from Len Baines? I would almost see you probably cut one of them in that type of situation, but you'd have to give up a couple of guards in order to get somebody like that back. And remember too, he has a reasonably sized contract. So I don't know if Cleveland is sort of the trade partner that will fix the Raptors' woes, but I certainly think that, unless Masai Ujiri really is deserving of all this criticism, he's surely making some sort of move right now, Ben, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I think he's definitely cooking some stuff up. And with the rumblings, I think things are going on. Now, the point that I've seen a lot of, especially talking heads, Raptors, Twitter people, all that sort of stuff, the Raptors think they're a lot better than the record shows. And I think people that have watched this team closely would agree with that. Even though we've struggled closing games, the Raptors have apparently a point differential. I think Josh Luhenberg or Blake Murphy tweeted out the stat. I don't want to steal it without giving credit. I don't know which one specifically, but they're both good too. Raptors Twitter follows, but the Toronto Raptors have point differential very similar to the Miami Heat right now. I think the Milwaukee Bucks, the Atlanta Hawks, who are about 500, a little bit above 500 teams. So point differential is usually a good indication, a good sort of tangential stat that goes along with wins. But unfortunately, the Raptors just haven't been able to win these games early. It could be a case of like the Oklahoma City Thunder last year, where they had a lot of close games to start the season, but the point differential was close. And then they ended up having a massive run in the second half of the season. And we know what happened there. I think they were the 5th seed last year and shocked the world. And I think obviously the Raptors wouldn't be shocking the world by any means, because everyone expected them to at least be a mid-level playoff team this year. But from their starting act, from what where they started off, I could see them really bouncing back. Do you think a trade is essential though to sort of switch things up? Or you know, Masai Ujiri has been known, obviously, to make some crazy swing for the fences moves, whether it's the Kawhi Leonard deal, whether it's trading Rudy Gay, who was our star at the time, whether it's trading longtime Raptor lifer Jonas Valanciunas for an aging Gasol to win a championship. He has made those midseason trades, but he doesn't do them like your team, like the Pelicans, or some random team would. I don't even know how many times the Pelicans have made trades, but Masai Ujiri's a little bit reserved with his movements there. So do you think the Raptors are fine if they don't make a deal, or do you think Masai Ujiri is just failing at his job this season if he doesn't make a move?
Well, you think about the guys that have been traded, Ben, mm-hmm. and there's really something going on with that player, like Rudy Gay, Lou Williams. I don't think either of them got traded, though, did they?
Rudy Gay was traded. Lou Williams, we just let go. So, in theory,
we just let go.
Yep.
DeMar DeRozan, there was so much hate on him by Raptors fandom, continually losing in the playoffs. You know, Gravis Vasquez, not much of a player, I guess. But this is what I'll say, Ben. I don't know of anybody on the roster right now that would be deserving to get traded if you put yourself in the president's shoes and Terrence GM's Davis. Shoes, except for Terrence Davis and Norman Powell, because it's been voiced by Nick Nurse that he's disappointed with Norman Powell's performance thus far in the season. And I mean, you're not putting him in any consistent spot. You're starting him some games. I believe we're 2-0 when he starts, and we're 0-6 when he's coming off the bench. But, like, he's been extraordinarily inconsistent. So my whole point was Fred VanVleet's been good. Pascal Siakam over the past four games has been good. I mean, he missed his two shots to win those games, but we've been in it. And I think your point on point differential, if anything, not necessarily that it indicates that we should be a plus 500 team, but it indicates that we're competitive with every team, which is the only thing you can really ask for as a franchise. At least you're in these games in a position where you can win at the end. So he's been fine. Lowry's been good. You know, I don't think our centers have any trade value to be able to put them on the block. It's really only Norm and Terrence Davis. And that's why I'm surprised that we weren't part of this four-team deal, because I don't know why their name wouldn't have been put out there, you know. And if they're only fighting against a package involving Dante Exum in a first, like, surely that would have won out. So that's what I think. Maybe it would be a failure of a season if he's not even considering putting their name out there, then it would be a failure. Like, maybe he is behind the scenes, he's just not making news of it, and there's nothing that he feels is good value back. I can understand that. That's fair. Maybe he knows more than we do. But if he's not even putting their name out there in negotiations, I would say that that's a fail, Ben.
Fricker, there's no way Masai Ujiri knows more about the inner workings of the Toronto Raptors front office and trade moves than us. We clearly know all that's going on, but I definitely agree with you there. Obviously, it's tough to speculate on whether it's a failure or not of Masai Ujiri doing his job, but in terms of outcomes and stuff, in terms of the stuff we can actually critique, in terms of the, you know, whatever's happening inside the box, the computer of the Raptors engine front office, whatever the output is, we can critique. And if there's no trades done, I think it's fair to criticize if the Raptors continue to lose. And I know we're running a bit long, but I did want to bring this up, Riker, as well. And we were on the Oladipo hype train for a while this offseason, and now that he's left the Pacers, he's gone to a situation in Houston that we don't really know what's going to happen. We don't know if they're going to be good. We don't know if John Wall and Boogie are going to stay healthy. We don't know if his improved season is going to sustain and he'll be able to take them to the next level. We don't know if they're going to blow everything up. Houston is a complete mess right now, so I could see him being a free agent this offseason. We've talked to death about potentially re-signing him in 2020. Not re-signing him, signing him in 2021. But do you think there was a world where we could have potentially traded for Victor Oladipo? Because Caris LeVert, I know he's a young guy and has the potential to score. I think he dropped 50 on us in the playoffs, or just a monster game. But I feel like LeVert for Victor Oladipo is not an insane return for the Indiana Pacers. And we talked about the Fred VanVleet for Depot sign-in trade. That was a bit messy. Both of you and I didn't really want that to happen. But you mentioned Norm, you mentioned Terrence Davis, two young guys, explosive wings, guys that would probably fit in well with the Pacers. Do you think that could have outmatched, maybe paired with a pick, outmatched that Pacers, the Caris LeVert deal, especially with Caris LeVert's injury history? Or do you think we didn't really have a deal that can compete with LeVert that we would have realistically done?
Say that again. So what would have been the competitive deal?
LeVert, that's it.
No, for
Oh,
who?
Terrence Davis, Norman Powell, and a pick.
No, that wouldn't have competed. Not with Oladipo.
Well, it's LeVert. So, if we received Oladipo.
We receive Oladipo. Oh, and
Yeah.
they've traded LeVert for
Yeah,
Oladipo. I get it.
exactly.
So Indiana receives, and then the Toronto Raptors
Yep.
receive Oladipo.
Yep.
And we're not giving up Fred VanVleet. Because we were of the camp that Fred VanVleet sign and trade and then go for Oladipo would have been the deal that would have made it work. I'm happy now that we didn't do that. Fred VanVleet has been awesome this season, save for
Well, we
one
didn't really
game, two
want that to
games.
happen in the first place,
We
anyways. That
didn't
was.
want it to happen, especially on a 1-year contract remaining with Oladipo, and we were very uncertain what his stats would look like. And it's funny because you did call me out. The 2 games that I looked at the box score, he had bad games, but he is averaging 20 on 36% from three, 47, 42% from the field. Like, pretty good stats, I would say. How many? 4 assists. So pretty good from your 2 guard. I don't know though. Would Norm and Terrence Davis do it with everything that's going on with Terrence Davis? With as inconsistent as Norman Powell's being in a pick, would that do it?
Like a
And
pick is
he's going
added
where? He's going,
to the
this package
Pacers.
is going where?
To the Pacers.
To Houston?
Yeah.
To the
No, to the
Pacers.
Pacers.
I don't think it does it because LeVert is an all-star, really.
That's a hot take. That's a hot
That's not a
take right
hot
there.
take at
He's
all.
injury
That's not
prone.
a
He
hot
doesn't
take at
play that
all.
a lot of defense. He was a sixth man for the Brooklyn Nets this season. I know he's had some big scoring nights, but I don't know
He
if I call
torched
him
us every time he played.
all-star.
That's the only sample size. When else would we watch Brooklyn Nets basketball? The only times I've seen him play is against the Raptors, and he's been amazing. He's been Hall of Fame caliber.
Yeah, we did see him live. We saw him sort of shake us up, but I don't know. I think it's something we could talk about. We could debate forever. We're pretty late into this podcast, so let us know what you guys think. Let us know in the comment section below. Do you think the Raptors should make a move? Do you think Masai Ujiri messed up by not trading for Allen, Depot, anyone really inside of this probably 40-person trade? And yeah, leave a comment below. Check out the Twitter, the Instagram, all that cool stuff. Twitter's back up and running. Got a lot of fire tweets cooking there. The Instagram's popping, Instagram reels, got DMs being sent out to everyone, got the TikTok dances going. Riker's practicing so he can get his debut on TikTok soon. The website articles, we hired on a couple more writers, so we're really excited for more stuff happening there. But you guys are the best. You have any last words, Riker?
That's it, Ben. I thought we were getting 10 picks and Kevin Durant coming our way when I saw the news break that there was a blockbuster trade, but another day.
Another day
Cheers.
soon.
Cheers.